This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 68 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. A new study of American women and their health has some surprising findings. ABC's Daria Albinger with the story.
American women live an average of 80 years. That's 5 years less compared to 13 other high-income nations analyzed in a study by the Commonwealth Fund. It found women in the U.S. are more likely to take multiple prescriptions on a regular basis and to have the highest rates of mental health and social needs. The disparities are even greater among women of color. The U.S. is also the only country in the study with a considerable amount of uninsured women. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The government said inflation rose just 0.2% in July, the year-to-year date under 3% for the first time since early in the Biden presidency. Cisco Systems announced it plans to lay off another 7% of its workforce, or about 5,900 jobs. It cut 4,000 in February. This is ABC News. In Detroit,
you sleep at home in your bed, not in court.
That is Judge Kenneth King admonishing a 15-year-old girl who fell asleep in his court during a summer program field trip.
County executive.
I'm thinking maybe she needs to go to the juvenile detention facility. You do understand we have a jail for kids.
And the judge had the girl handcuffed and clothed in a jail uniform. Unbeknownst to the judge, the teen and mom, Latoria Hill, are between permanent residences right now.
The fact that he was talking about you go home and get in your bed. How do you know my baby got a home? How do you know my baby got a bed, her own bed that she can sleep in? She don't have that right now. So she was tired.
The judge said it was his own version of that old documentary, Scared Straight. Ms. Hill not buying it.
You didn't scare nobody straight. You made a parent upset. You scared my child. She was nervous, didn't even know how to act. She'd never been inside no courtroom.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, a high of 76 degrees, humid conditions, and rain, showers and thunderstorms at times. A few could be heavier later on in the day today. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid and mild, a low of 65. Clouds to a few peaks of sun on Friday and 81. And Saturday, patchy sunshine and mild and a high of 79. In Richland Center, some light rain, a tenth of an inch so far here at the studios. And our temperature has remained warm in the night. It is 68 degrees. Today is Thursday. It's the 15th of the month. Good morning. Time now for our official start to the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
There's a place they call the bottom, and friends, I've been there once or twice. It's dark down there and lonely, when something's missing in your life. Tonight I thought I'd had enough when I heard a voice say, "Don't give up." That whisper had an old familiar ring. I didn't see the angel, but I felt the comfort of her wing. Daddy always called her angel. I never knew the reason why. I was looking for a halo. He was looking in her eyes. She was always there to guide me with all the love her gentle hands could bring. I didn't see the angel, but I felt the comfort of her wings. I'm looking back in time to a young man stumbling through her kitchen door. How mama kept on praying when she couldn't tell me nothing anymore. I'd wake up in my bed again. I guess she must have tucked me in. I can't remember much of anything. I didn't see the angel, but I felt the comfort of her wing. Daddy always called her angel. I never knew the reason why. I was looking for a halo. He was looking in her eyes. She was always there to guide me. Hands could bring. I didn't see the angel, but I felt the comfort of her wings. Now that the Lord's made her an angel, I feel the comfort of her wings.
Charlie Pride, as we start the day in a positive way, today, the comfort of her wings. Before that, a national anthem sung by Mr. Alan Jackson. And here we are together again, friends. A little rain on the roof this morning, about a tenth of an inch here at the WRCO studios. So it could be a rainy day in the neighborhood. The rain last night, now we picked up, what, 7/100ths last night. So not a lot, but it came in faster than I thought, because it was looking a little bit cloudy and a little bit rainy through the late afternoon hours. But then all of a sudden, late afternoon, early evening, we're getting some light rain. And that was not really predicted until late last night. But nonetheless, we got some, a little bit here and there, and we'll get some more today. Hopefully we can avoid any heavy weather or severe weather later on. But of course, we'll be here for you in case something does change. Let's get it going today officially. Let's start the chores. This is George Jones.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rear right down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes Pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the weather loses all. Thank you.
One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Bobby G. Rice going old school. Write me a letter. There you go. It is 14 minutes after 5 o'clock. Today, how can it be the 15th of the month? Man alive. August 15th. And here's a reminder that the mobile food pantry scheduled for today at Eagle School has been canceled. There is no makeup date scheduled for the rest of August. An Impact Life blood drive will be held today from 10 until 3 at the Richland Hospital in Pippin Hall. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Richland County Beef Wagon will be at Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center today and tomorrow from 11 until 4. Richland Center Lions monthly car cruise and burgers night will be held on Thursday, August 29th. It's been moved from tonight until that week because of the rain or potential for rain today. Due to the impending weather expected as well, the Village of Reedstown Village Picnic has been rescheduled for next Tuesday from 4 until 7. And the Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Those important reminders today as you go about your merry way. Here's Eddie Arnold.
time were not a moving thing, and I could make it stay, this hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light and make us realize our night is over.
It's over.
When you walk away from me, there is no place to put my hand except to shade my eyes against the sun that rises over the land. I watch you walk away, somehow I have to let you go. Now it's over. If you knew just how I really feel, you might return and yet. There are so many times that people have to love and then forget. Oh, there might have been a way, I have to force myself to say it's over. So I turn my back, turn my collar to the wind, move along in silence, trying not to think at all. I send my feet before me, walk the silent street before me. It's over.
It's over.
If time were not a moving thing, and I could make it stay, this hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light and make us realize our night is over.
Minutes after 5 o'clock here, bright and early on a Thursday morning with WRCO. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
An update on sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. We check out some notes on the Brew Crew, first of all. Devin Williams retired Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order in the ninth inning to preserve the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4 victory over Los Angeles Wednesday that snapped the Dodgers' five-game winning streak. The Brewers got only four hits but capitalized on three Dodgers errors to end a three-game skid. By the way, Milwaukee is the only major league team that hasn't lost at least four in a row at some point this season. The two teams will wrap up the series today, 1:10 first pitch time. It'll be Jack Flaherty going against Tobias Myers. Elsewhere yesterday, San Diego 8-2 over Pittsburgh, Arizona 11, Colorado 4, Cincinnati beat the Cardinals 9-2, Philadelphia 9, Miami 5, Atlanta 13-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Minnesota 1, Texas 9-7 over Boston, Detroit 3, Seattle 2, Houston 2-1 over Tampa Bay, Yankees 10, White Sox 2, Toronto 9-2 over the Angels. The Cubs lost to Cleveland 6-1, Baltimore 4, Washington 1, and the Mets over Oakland by a score of 9-1. In that Yankee game, New York Yankee slugger Aaron Judge hit his 300th home run, reaching that milestone faster than any other player when he connected against the White Sox during that 10-2 victory. Judge hit that mark in his 955th game, and the six-time All-Star and 2022 MVP drove a 3-0 sinker into the White Sox bullpen yesterday. Ralph Kiner reached 300 home runs in his 1,087th game, and Babe Ruth did it in his 3,831st at-bat. So, some rare air for Aaron Judge of the Yankees, and that's an update on sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Good morning, friends and neighbors. 5:21 the time. It's time to officially wake up the town and tell the people it is the aerobic polka. Here we go.
Something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because.
Si porque te crees muy bonita. Si porque te crees la mejor. Si porque te crees grande. Piensas que este tonto cayó. Por ti gasté mi dinero. Fui tu burla y tu Santa Claus. Pero todo acabó. Este loco voló. Adiós, adiós, adiós.
Just because you think you're so pretty. Just because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laughed and called me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because.
Si porque te crees muy bonita. Si porque te crees la mejor. Si porque te crees grande. Que este tonto cayó. Por ti gasté mi dinero. Fui tu burla y tu Santa Claus. Pero todo acabó. Este loco voló. Adiós, adiós, adiós.
There you go. Just because polka. And that was a combination of some stars, including Frankie Yankovic and Little Joe Hernandez, here on the Light in the Milk House Show. We're just a handful of minutes away from today's farm news and markets. Right now, just a little bit over a tenth of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios with an early morning shower. Hopefully your flight is not delayed today. Here's Susan Ray.
Standing in that silent hall, waiting for says he doesn't love me anymore. Shaking hands, I pack a bag. Trembling voice, I call a cab. Slowly, I start walking to the door. The cab arrives, he blows his horn. I stumble out in the early morn. Tell him of the place I've got to go. Hit 100 signal lights, Peterbilts and a traffic fire. International Airport, where the big jet engines roar. LA International Airport, I won't see him anymore. With silver wings across the sky, paper trails have waved goodbye to those below who've got to stay at home. I wish that I had flown at night so I could take that champagne flight, ridden myself of every tear I own. Soaring high above the heavens in a 747, fighting back the tears that curse my eyes. Captain's voice so loud and clear amplifies into my ear, assuring me I'm flying friendly skies. L.A. International Airport, where the big jet engines roll.
Morning kiss tastes so good, and her loving starts my day off just the way it should. Just knowing I can reach out and hold my that I'm my woman's man. And when my day is over, ours will start. When I lay my head upon her breast and feel her beating heart, that I'm my woman's man. She's the best I've ever had, and she just keeps on getting better. Makes me wonder how I ever lived before I met her. I'm so glad I'm my woman's man. Oh Lord, I'm glad, so glad that I'm my woman's man.
Freddie Hart and the Heartbeats on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, humid and breezy, with off and on showers and thunderstorms, a few of which could be heavy later in the day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, humid and mild, at a low of 65. Currently in Richland Center, just over a tenth of an inch of rain this morning, and we're at 68 degrees.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
SAF Future, Rural Stress, and Red Meat Exports. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Put Pioneer Brand Corn's exclusive genetics on your team. Win with higher yields and industry-leading traits. Pioneer Brand Corn. Your best year starts here. The EPA's former ag advisor says he's optimistic for the future of biofuels and what the growth could mean for agriculture. Rod Snyder says farmers and the feedstocks they produce will play an important role in the growth of sustainable aviation fuel.
We're just on the front edge of a lot of that really important work, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the industry continues to adapt.
U.S. ethanol production moved modestly higher last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,072,000 barrels a day, up 5,000 on the week and 3,000 on the year. The high costs and low commodity prices have more farmers seeking mental health counseling. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from Wisconsin Farm Technology Days.
Karen Andrus with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Farm Center tells Brownfield, slowly, more and more farmers experiencing stress are reaching out for the free Farm Center assistance.
Last year, we paid for 444 counseling sessions for farmers or their family members.
Andrus says many farmers feel overwhelmed and alone.
There's more isolation out there than ever, and there's also the time pressure and the financial management of these businesses. It can be too much some days.
Andra says farmers should think about their own health as much as they think about herd health or crop health.
We use expert nutritionists on our dairy farms, right? We use agronomists to tell us about helping us with our planting and our crops. Why not use a specialist on our brain health?
Wisconsin Farm Center offers free assistance, and they can also connect farmers from other states with the right resources close to them. From Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The biggest opportunity for demand growth for U.S. beef and pork is outside the U.S. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples has this report from the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Global Meats Processing Seminar.
Lucia Ruano, USMEF's Central America representative, tells Brownfield it starts with education.
Every year, people are learning more about the red meats, and they are starting to demand the product because they like it better.
Gloria Rivera of Honduras works for a meat importer in Costa Rica. She says she wants to learn more about the U.S. exporting process because quality from other countries has been an issue.
We usually have or receive like products with bad odors and greenish appearance, and I know that is all about because of the freeze or cold chain during the transportation.
Reporting from Lincoln, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was slow again Wednesday. Bids have been elusive this week. Asking prices were around $187 to $188 live in the south, but still weren't established in the north. Significant trade volume is likely going to hold out until later today or sometime tomorrow. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $4 higher. Steer and heifer calves under 700 pounds sold $4 to $8 higher with spots of $12 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Cooler temperatures and improved futures markets helped sale barn activity return to more normal levels this week. Quality was average, and there were several load lots in the offerings. Medium and large one-feeder steer, 703 to 733 pounds, brought $250 to $269. Feeder steer, 750 to 784 pounds, brought $242.50 to $260. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 603 to 648 pounds, brought $225 to $240. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $2.05 at $314.88. Select closed 11 cents lower at $300.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Another solid day for the cash hog market. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Prices reflected that. Demand is crucial for the industry's success, and U.S. pork remains popular on the global market, helping provide some price support. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights continue to pull back over these summer months, but are still well above year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.26 with a weighted average of $84.43. The Iowa Minnesota closed 59 cents higher with a weighted average of $83.83, and the Western Corn Belt was up $1.24 with a weighted average of $84.55. Pork values closed lower, down $1.02 at $99.31. Loins, hams, and butts were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, even on the week, and up 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by cash and wholesale business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady to three higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn saw an oversold bounce. September beans were up 5 at 9.52 and a quarter. November was 6 higher at 9.68 and a half. September corn was up 3 and a quarter at 3.81. December was 3 and a half higher at $4.75. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct business. October live was up $1.37 at 182.12. December live was 1.30 higher at 181.60. September feeder cattle were up 2.17 at 244.35. And hogs were supported by cash and wholesale business along with their discount to cash. October lean was up $3.07 at $75.92. December was $2.50 higher at $67.25. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
What's behind the economic slowdown in much of the agribusiness sector? Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If farmers are not making money, they aren't spending money. This explains sizable layoffs by machinery makers like John Deere and Kinze. Many ag company quarterly reports show drops in sales and net income. Purdue University ag economist Jim Minter.
There's a cycle, and clearly coming off of those down years and that roughly 14, 15 up through about 2019, people held back on making those investments. When we had the positive years, they jumped on it and made some significant investments.
Minter says the pullback affects machinery dealers as well.
They're pointing to high dealer inventories, and boy, you can really see it as you drive around the countryside and look at those inventories at all the major manufacturers' dealerships. Those inventories are clearly burgeoning, and it's a big difference compared to what we saw roughly 3 years ago.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer.
We're looking at fairly weak cash flow in 2024. That's certainly not positive. The other thing, though, is we bought quite a bit of machinery in 21, 22, and 23 when we had some pretty good cash flows, and so there may not be quite as much need to replace the equipment as there was maybe in 21 and 22.
Langemeyer added that farmers surveyed by Purdue indicate a much higher interest in used machinery versus new. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Top officials with the Illinois Farm Bureau say profitability concerns are bringing increased awareness around farmer mental health. President Brian Duncan tells Brownfield.
As we look at the press crisis, wondering where the relief is in sight, I think we do have a good crop coming in the state, but no matter how good it is, it's not going to make up for the shortfall in dollars.
As the organization pushes for new market opportunities, Vice President Evan Holteen says the group is also putting the call out to look after each other.
We want to be really concerned about farmer mental health, right? And making sure that, you know, we're taking care of our neighbors, we're taking care of our friends, and helping each other get through some of these more difficult economic times.
He says local Farm Bureau offices have mental health resources available to help farmers and their families. And butter is again becoming popular for cooking, baking, and serving at the table. But some people are very creative with their butter knives. In Minnesota, they create a sculpture of Princess Kay of the Milky Way each year. Right now, the New York State Fair has artists working on an 800-pound block of butter for this year's butter sculpture. This past weekend, sculptors Jim Victor and Marie Pelton unloaded their tools and began their 11-day process to create this year's American Dairy Association Northeast Butter Sculpture. Checking markets, September Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange up 21 cents at $21.34, October 9 higher at $21.66, November up 13 cents at $21.13, December through February contracts a penny higher to 6 cents lower on Wednesday. Dry whey was down a quarter cent at 56 cents. Blocks were up three quarters at 202 and three quarters. Barrels up a half cent at 216 and a half. Butter unchanged at 312. And nonfat dry milk was up 1 cent Wednesday at 124 and a quarter. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9. The Light in the Milk House forecast includes a high of 76, humid and breezy with a few showers and thunderstorms, a few of which could be heavy later today. This evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid and mild, a low of 65. Friday, clouds to a few peaks of sunshine, still humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 81. So far, 12 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, off and on light rain this morning after nearly a tenth of an inch yesterday. Here at the RCO studios, we're at 68 degrees today. Good luck getting there. Today is the 15th of August already.
It's midnight at the liquor store in Texas. Beneath the neon close-up, it's just begun. When a boy walks in the door and points a pistol, he can't find a job, man, he's found a gun. But a change of heart before there's confrontation lets the old man live and run out in the street. But he knows that soon they'll come guns blaze, and already he can feel great relief. Oh, how many travelers get weary, bearing both their burdens and their scars. The arrival of the cruiser sees that old familiar anger in their eyes. He knows that when they're shooting at this loser, they'll be aiming at the demons in their lives.
Here to forget you, I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't want to get over you, I don't want to get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't want to get over you, I don't want to get over. They ought to give me the word of surprise. the slop, playing those songs sung blue. Help me remember you, I don't want to get over you. A fresh roll of quarter, same old song, missing you through and through. I don't want to get over you, I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise for all the silver that I let slide down the slot, playing those songs sung blue. Help me remember you, I don't want to get over you, I don't want to get over you, I don't want to get over you.
Waylon Jennings and the Wurlitzer Prize on The Light in the Milk House Show. Tony's weather is coming up. We'll tell us what he expects for the day here today. Hello, Texas. Here's Brooke Graham. Start a Thursday morning with WRCO. Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some wet, humid weather are coming through the region for the next couple of days, thanks to a slow-moving low-pressure system out in the Central Plains tracking northeast across Wisconsin by tonight. Still impacting us tomorrow, although the showers should get more scattered in nature. And behind that, just a few leftover ones Saturday over southeast Wisconsin. Now, there is a chance of a strong or severe storm late today, especially in the southern tip of the area, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Rain totals should be generous as well, at least an inch through tomorrow. Some places might even get an inch and a half or so. Behind that, again, some quieter weather for the weekend into early next week. Could be a couple of systems for the middle of next week with some sporadic shower chances. So today, look for mainly cloudy and humid conditions, breezy, some off and on showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy later in the day. The high temperature about 76 with a southeasterly wind of 8 to 18 miles an hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again tonight on the humid side, low 65. Tomorrow, cloud cover mixing with a few peaks of sun. Still muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high about 81. West wind 7 to 15. Showers diminishing Friday night, low 62. Saturday, patchy sunshine, high 79 with north winds. Sunday, partly cloudy and summer-like, low 59, high 81. Monday, plenty of sun, low 56, high 79. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, lows in the 50s, highs in the upper 70s to near 80. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm at night. And Wednesday, seasonal with some sunshine. Another chance of a shower or thunderstorm for Wednesday nights. Highs around 79. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Right now, 67 degrees with some light rain. 84 was yesterday's high. We picked up 9/100ths prior to midnight. The record high for this day, August 15th, 95 in 1988. The record low came in 1964 at 39, last year's high 79, and the low was 58. Sunset will happen at 8:05 this evening. For tomorrow morning, the sunrise will be, well, actually this morning, around 6:06. Tomorrow morning at 6:08, so we're getting a little bit later each morning. Right now, 97% humidity, 13/100ths of an inch of rain since midnight here at the studios. Barometer is at 29.93, and again, it is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County.